Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de Andalucía. Comprensión oral. Inglés. Nivel intermedio B1. Tarea 1. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Extract 0.
The internet is made up of millions and millions of computers connected through networks all around the world, creating a huge system of information and communication.
Extract 1.
The ancient Egyptians were a people who lived in northern Africa from around 3150 BC to 31 BC. Since they lived along the Nile River, they also developed a form of irrigation or watering of crops that was really successful. Many of the findings and inventions of the Egyptians are still used today.
Extract 2.
Trees are necessary for our survival. Through photosynthesis, trees produce a gas that we cannot live without, called oxygen. As we breathe in, our bodies take in oxygen, and when we breathe out, we release another gas called carbon dioxide. Trees do the opposite. They take in carbon dioxide and release oxygen. This cleans the air by removing harmful carbon dioxide so that people and animals can breathe.
Extract 3.
After World War II, Germany and Berlin were divided in two, West and East. West being a democratic regime, and East a communist regime. In order to prevent people from escaping to the West, the Eastern regime decided to create a big wall over 100 miles long. The wall existed almost 30 years until it was destroyed in 1990 and Germany finally reunited.
Extract 4.
Once during a war, the Greek army was trying to capture the city of Troy, but they could never enter its walls. So they built a big wooden horse on wheels and left it as a gift for the Trojans. The Trojans, thinking the horse was a symbol of their victory, moved it inside the walls of their city. As nighttime came, Greek soldiers who were hidden inside the horse suddenly got out and captured the city of Troy. The term Trojan horse means a false gift or something that is hiding its true purpose.
Extract 5.
A fire needs 3 things to burn: oxygen, heat, and fuel. Technically, wood does not burn, but because of the heat, it rapidly oxidizes, and it's the gas given off by that oxidation that will actually burn. Wood will act as fuel for the fire.
Extract 6.
Napoleon Bonaparte was a French army general and French emperor who lived during the late 1700s and early 1800s, being considered one of the greatest military leaders in history. Through lots of military successes, he helped to remake the map of Europe and established many government and legal reforms, but constant battles and ambition eventually led to his downfall.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Extract Zero.
The internet is made up of millions and millions of computers connected through networks all around the world, creating a huge system of information and communication.
Extract One.
The ancient Egyptians were a people who lived in northern Africa from around 3150 BC to 31 BC. Since they lived along the Nile River, they also developed a form of irrigation or watering of crops that was really successful. Many of the findings and inventions of the Egyptians are still used today.
Extract 2.
Trees are necessary for our survival. Through photosynthesis, trees produce a gas that we cannot live without, called oxygen. As we breathe in, our bodies take in oxygen, and when we breathe out, we release another gas called carbon dioxide. Trees do the opposite. They take in carbon dioxide and release oxygen. This cleans the air by removing harmful carbon dioxide so that people and animals can breathe.
Extract 3.
After World War II, Germany and Berlin were divided into West and East, West being a democratic regime, and East a communist regime. In order to prevent people from escaping to the West, the Eastern regime decided to create a big wall over 100 miles long. The wall existed almost 30 years until it was destroyed in 1990 and Germany finally reunited.
Extract 4.
Once during a war, the Greek army was trying to capture the city of Troy, but they could never enter its walls. So they built a big wooden horse on wheels and left it as a gift for the Trojans. The Trojans, thinking the horse was a symbol of their victory, moved it inside the walls of their city. As nighttime came, Greek soldiers who were hidden inside the horse suddenly got out and captured the city of Troy. The term Trojan horse means a false gift or something that is hiding its true purpose.
Extract 5.
A fire needs three things to burn: oxygen, heat, and fuel. Technically, wood does not burn, but because of the heat, it rapidly oxidizes, and it's the gas given off by that oxidation that will actually burn. Wood will act as fuel for the fire.
Extract 6.
Napoleon Bonaparte was a French army general and French emperor who lived during the late 1700s and early 1800s, being considered one of the greatest military leaders in history. Through lots of military successes, he helped to remake the map of Europe and established many government and legal reforms, but constant battles and ambition eventually led to his downfall.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 1. Tarea 2. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Extract 0.
It was a great script. It's very positive, which was something that I really liked about it, and with a lot of humour in it.
Extract 1.
I suddenly realised that I'd pretty much died in everything that I'd done for about the last 5 years, and I thought I'd really like to do something where I either don't have to go through some emotional turmoil or die. So it was really just I needed a palate cleanser as a kind of something positive to throw out in the world. And I found this one incredibly hopeful. And I think it's quite rare to find pieces of work that are full of hope.
Extract 2.
I think the film's about friendship as much as anything else. But yeah, I suppose so. I think it does offer that kind of, that note of hopefulness, of kind of, who knows where something's going to go, but you might as well try it out.
Extract 3.
Mark, I think, was one of the big reasons that I wanted to do this film. I mean, I've been such a massive, massive fan of his work for years, and I just wanted to get the opportunity to stand up close to him and see what he does and see how he rolls. And he's just one of the world's loveliest people. Just a wonderful, wonderful man, and interesting, and so talented, and you know, so it's been a total pleasure. I mean, I think that about the whole cast. You know, the cast is absolutely extraordinary, and you know, is sort of says a lot about how good the script is, and how unique a piece of work it is. You know, you've got all these amazing people kind of wanting to be a part of it. I think it shows that everybody sees the possibility of something very special.
Extract 4.
The music was fascinating to do. I've never done anything like that. It was not a lot of it was written before I got to New York, so I spent a lot of the last 2 months going, please, what is the music? What is the music? What is the music? And people going, oh, yeah, it's kind of like this, but not like that, and maybe a bit like that, but probably not like this. And so I got a couple of tracks before we actually started, and then but a lot of the stuff, 2 or 3 of the tracks, were just kind of handed on the day.
Extract 5.
It's far as John goes, I'd seen once and I thought it was a really lovely film. I loved the script for the kind of, you know, it walks a very, very fine line of being, it could slip into being cheesy, which would be terrible. He's extraordinary. I've certainly never worked with anybody like him. He's extraordinary.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Extract zero.
It was a great script. It's very positive, which was something that I really liked about it, and with a lot of humour in it.
Extract one.
I suddenly realised that I'd pretty much died in everything that I'd done for about the last 5 years, and I thought I'd really like to do something where I either don't have to go through some emotional turmoil or die. So it was really just, I needed a palate cleanser as a kind of something positive to throw out in the world, and I found this one incredibly hopeful, and I think it's quite rare to find pieces of work that are full of hope.
Extract two.
I think the film's about friendship as much as anything else. But yeah, I suppose so. I think it does offer that kind of, that note of hopefulness, of kind of who knows where something's going to go, but you might as well try it out.
Extract three.
Mark, I think, was one of the big reasons that I wanted to do this film. I mean, I've been such a massive, massive fan of his work for years, and I just wanted to get the opportunity to stand up close to him and see what he does and see how he rolls. And he's just one of the world's loveliest people. Just a wonderful, wonderful man, and interesting, and so talented. And, you know, so it's been a total pleasure. I mean, I think that about the whole cast. You know, the cast is absolutely extraordinary, and you know, is sort of says a lot about how good the script is and how unique a piece of work it is. You know, you've got all these amazing people kind of wanting to be a part of it. I think it shows that everybody sees the possibility of something very special.
Extract four.
The music was fascinating to do. I've never done anything like that. It was not a lot of it was written before I got to New York, so I spent a lot of the last 2 months going, please, what is the music? What is the music? What is the music? And people going, oh, yeah, it's kind of like this, but not like that, and maybe a bit like that, but probably not like this. And so I got a couple of tracks before we actually started, and then, but a lot of the stuff, two or three of the tracks, were just kind of handed on the day.
Extract five.
As far as John goes, I'd seen once and I thought it was a really lovely film. I loved the script for the kind of, you know, it walks a very, very fine line of being, it could slip into being cheesy, which would be terrible. He's extraordinary. I've certainly never worked with anybody like him. He's extraordinary.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 2. Tarea 3. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
My name is Greta Thunberg. I am 15 years old and I'm from Sweden. I speak on behalf of Climate Justice Now. Many people say that Sweden is just a small country and it doesn't matter what we do. But I've learned that you are never too small to make a difference. And if a few children can get headlines all over the world just by not going to school, then imagine what we could all do together if we really wanted to. But to do that, we have to speak clearly, no matter how uncomfortable that may be. You only speak of a green, eternal economic growth because you are too scared of being unpopular. You only talk about moving forward with the same bad ideas that got us into this mess, even when the only sensible thing to do is pull the emergency brake. You are not mature enough to tell it like it is. Even that burden you leave to us children. But I don't care about being popular. I care about climate justice and a living planet. Our civilization is being sacrificed for the opportunity of a very small number of people to continue making enormous amounts of money. Our biosphere is being sacrificed so that rich people in countries like mine can live in luxury. It is the sufferings of the many which pay for the luxuries of the few. The year 2078, I will celebrate my 75th birthday. If I have children, maybe they will spend that day with me. Maybe they will ask me about you. Maybe they will ask why you didn't do anything while there still was time to act. You say you love your children above all else, and yet you're stealing their future in front of their very eyes. Until you start focusing on what needs to be done, rather than what is politically possible, there is no hope. We cannot solve a crisis without treating it as a crisis. We need to keep the fossil fuels in the ground, and we need to focus on equity. And if solutions within this system are so impossible to find, then maybe we should change the system itself. We have not come here to beg world leaders to care. You have ignored us in the past and you will ignore us again. We have run out of excuses and we are running out of time. We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not. The real power belongs to the people.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
My name is Greta Thunberg. I am 15 years old and I'm from Sweden. I speak on behalf of Climate Justice Now. Many people say that Sweden is just a small country and it doesn't matter what we do. But I've learned that you are never too small to make a difference. And if a few children can get headlines all over the world just by not going to school, then imagine what we could all do together if we really wanted to. But to do that, we have to speak clearly, no matter how uncomfortable that may be. You only speak of green, eternal economic growth because you are too scared of being unpopular. You only talk about moving forward with the same bad ideas that got us into this mess, even when the only sensible thing to do is pull the emergency brake. You are not mature enough to tell it like it is. Even that burden you leave to us children. But I don't care about being popular. I care about climate justice and a living planet. Our civilization is being sacrificed for the opportunity of a very small number of people to continue making enormous amounts of money. Our biosphere is being sacrificed so that rich people in countries like mine can live in luxury. It is the sufferings of the many which pay for the luxuries of the few. The year 2078, I will celebrate my 75th birthday. If I have children, maybe they will spend that day with me. Maybe they will ask me about you. Maybe they will ask why you didn't do anything while there still was time to act. You say you love your children above all else, and yet you're stealing their future in front of their very eyes. Until you start focusing on what needs to be done rather than what is politically possible, there is no hope. We cannot solve a crisis without treating it as a crisis. We need to keep the fossil fuels in the ground and we need to focus on equity. And if solutions within this system are so impossible to find, then maybe we should change the system itself. We have not come here to beg world leaders to care. You have ignored us in the past and you will ignore us again. We have run out of excuses and we are running out of time. We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not. The real power belongs to the people.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 3. Aquí acaba la prueba de comprensión oral. Por favor, siga las instrucciones del profesorado en su aula.